Welcome to a mini-cast of In the Deep. I'm your host, Catherine Ingram, and the following short selection is the opening talk from one of my sessions of Dharma Dialogues called For the Greater Good. It was recorded in Los Angeles in about 2003.
There's a cartoon in a recent New Yorker with the caption that says, "Why kids don't have talk shows." And it shows this kid behind a desk, and he's got behind a talk show host desk, and there's another kid as in the guest spot. And the host is saying, "I hate Jamie, don't you?" We know why that's funny, because with maturity, sometimes it happens that we're able to restrain ourselves from saying things like that that actually go through our minds. Now, unfortunately for so-called spiritual people, people who fancy themselves spiritual, spiritually inclined, they have a feeling that they are not allowed to have those kinds of thoughts, that it means something bad about them. So there's a kind of war that ensues inside. Laboring under the belief system that if you're truly spiritual, you will only have loving thoughts. But it is just not the case. You are truly spiritual in that you are a manifestation of some mysterious force. We could call it the pervasive spirit, blazing everything, absolutely everything. And that is fundamentally what your nature is. And when you tap into that, strangely enough, and I think without exception, you feel a great love, because everything feels like family. You feel a great tenderness, you feel a great love, despite your mind that has thoughts like, "I hate Jamie, don't you?" Right, Victor? You were mad about the kids last week?
Oh, yeah, and
and tonight? Yeah, right.
Yeah. Kind of nice.
Oh, you're enjoying it tonight?
Yeah.
Great, excellent. Wow, good. But either way, there are natural preferences and dislikes. It's just how it is, running through the mind. But you can stay, you can allow your own attention and awareness to rest mostly in this undercurrent of beingness, in this love, in this connectedness, and just accept the crazy content that rolls through your mind. And thereby, the more you are able to do that, the more you're able to accept the crazy content rolling through everyone else's mind, often coming out of their mouth. This is the true spiritual perspective. Knowing the shining nature of everything, knowing that shining nature in yourself very strongly, very deeply. Knowing that, and then you're not freaked out, you're not in a battle with your mind any longer. Because when you are in a battle with your mind, all kinds of trickery starts up. All kinds of strategizing to make it okay, to repress it, to make it something that it really isn't. This is where trouble, real trouble, begins, when there is a kind of denial of the content of mind, a denial or a repression. And we all know what that looks like, both in ourselves and we see it in the behavior of others. So to sit in your clear space of awareness and to not be horrified by what is going through is the kindest, most expansive way to be with yourself, and also allows you tremendous understanding with others. There's some quote from someone in which he says, nothing that is human is alien to me. It's not exactly right, but that's the idea of it. And then what you see out there is ignorance instead of evil. You see ignorance. They forgive them because they know not what they do. And in a way, forgive yourself, because the content that is streaming through, the hatred, the rage, the pettiness, the jealousy, all the pathetic thoughts. This is not anything you dreamed up or induced in yourself. This is just conditioned for all kinds of reasons. Stay with what's real. Stay with what's true. Stay in your naturalness. Get a really good drink of it.
This has been a mini-cast of In the Deep with Catherine Ingram. You can find more about my work at katherineingram.com or follow me on Twitter at Kath Ingram, and you can subscribe to our podcasts for free on iTunes. Till next time.